This series is a satanic attack on sacred music, and this segment is our plea to Southern Gospel music fans. And this is the third segment of this study on Southern Gospel. We want to look now at the emotional power of music. The world's pop music appeals to the emotions. It reaches the heart more than the head. It's a music to be felt. That's its whole intent. God gave man emotions. Emotions have an important place in man's life. But we are fallen people in a fallen world, and we must keep the emotions in the right place. They must be kept under the control of the Spirit of God and in conformity to the Word of God, and not allowed to lead one's life. Music, the perfect vehicle for emotional mysticism. It has been called, quote, the language of the emotions. Music has an, this is Billboard magazine, the world's magazine. Music has the uncanny power to trigger a flood of human emotions and images that have the ability to instantaneously produce very powerful changes in emotional states. Emotional states. Powerful changes. Southern Gospel is emotional oriented. A typical Southern Gospel service or concert is, it's all about feeling. It's about getting excited and whooping and hollering. Southern Gospel singing aims directly for the emotions. There's a Southern Gospel shouting service. They go to church to get all hipped up emotionally. Hovey Lister, the statement, could, quote, turn the listener's emotions on and off just like that. Laverne Tripp had, quote, the ability to sway a crowd of people with his crying and country sound singing. Emotions aren't wrong in themselves, but when emotions lead in the Christian life and music, it is unscriptural and dangerous. A man wrote to us about the 2016 Burlington Revival. It was held in Burlington, North Carolina. He said, when your Christian life is built upon and maintained by a fleshly, emotional, subjective experience, that is how you operate when anyone challenges it with objective, biblical truth. He was explaining why people get so angry when we simply try to critique their music and what they're doing with the Word of God. He said, true salvation should naturally bring with it a loyalty to God's Word above all else. Most independent Baptists, especially in the South, are charismatic-like in their theology. The Bible is only something to validate their experience instead of their experience being tested by the Word of God. It's exactly right. And it's wrong. It's why the one of the major reasons why those churches are so incredibly weak spiritually. Look at the young people in those churches. Examine where their hearts are. They are in many ways slaves to their feelings instead of bound to the Scriptures. Is that you? Are you a slave to your feelings more than the Word of God? This is one of the great errors of and dangers of Southern Gospel today. Most of the major popular Southern Gospel songs are oriented toward emotion. He touched me, Bill Gaither. Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me. Now I'm no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, He touched me. And all the joy that floods my soul. Something happened and now I know He touched me and made me whole. There's no mention of sin. Think about it. There's no mention of sin. No mention of Christ's sacrificial death, Christ's blood, Christ's resurrection. In other words, it's not the gospel that Paul preached It's all about something happened to me, something changed my feelings, oh, it touched me. The vague references to being shackled by a heavy burden and being cleansed and made whole can be interpreted in every way that exists in Christianity today. This is ecumenical music. Any false gospel will fit into these vague lyrics. The emphasis of the song is not on sound doctrinal content, but on being touched, joy flooding the soul, shouting. The emphasis on emotion. This is pure Southern gospel. You can have all those feelings in a false experience and be just as lost as you were before you had that experience. If it is not a salvation experience based upon a clear understanding of the gospel, a clear biblical salvation experience. The Bible continually warns about false gospels and false Christ, false spirits. These people do not protect God's people. These singers do not protect God's people from these false things. The emotional approach is contrary to the Bible's warning to be sober-minded. Be sober-minded. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5, 6. Watch. Oh, Brother Cloud, you're too critical. You know, no, I'm supposed to watch and be sober. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on a helmet, the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. That the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience. Titus 2:2. Be sober. Old men, be sober-minded. That they may teach the young women to be sober. The old women, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. Titus 2:4. Elderly women, be sober. Teach the young women to be sober. Young men, likewise, exhort to be sober-minded. Everybody is to be sober-minded, in control of their mind. That the Spirit of God and the Word of God would be in control of you, and nothing else would be in control of you. Always watching. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Watch. 1 Peter 4:7. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober. To be sober means to be in control of your mind. It means to prove all things by the Word of God. It means to try the spirits, 1 John 4:1. Try the spirits. Don't be gullible. Oh, it sounds good. They talk about Jesus. Yeah, so does the devil. So do wolves in sheep's clothing, false prophets. Try the spirits. Now, this emotional approach is contrary to the Bible's warning about the deception of the human heart. Probably the first verse I learned is, in my Christian life, was that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That my heart, my natural heart, is deceitful. I can easily be deceived. I can deceive myself. And so Proverbs says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Oh, but it just blesses me. It just blesses my heart. Really, that could be your deceit. That could be deceit. Could be the devil. That could be you yourself deceiving your own self. Test everything by the Word of God. We're trying to help God's people, not hurt them. Any Christian music that tries to stir up my emotions and carry me into an emotional experience is deeply suspect. I don't want to be led along by my emotions. I don't want to be emotionally or physically controlled by Christian music. I want to think about Christian music. Good Christian music does not aim to stir the emotions or move the feet. It aims to impart truth to the heart and mind, and that truth that edifies and sanctifies the life. The emotional approach is contrary to the Bible's emphasis on living by faith. True Christian life is a life of faith lived according to God's word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by the word of God. Faith is not sight. Faith is not feeling. Faith is believing God's word. It does not come by emotions. It comes by God's word. Listen, but without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. Without faith it is impossible to please Him. For we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not by emotional stirrings, not by shallow little empty lyrics. Comes by the solid word of God. Romans 10:17. If music is oriented toward emotionalism rather than toward the clear teaching of God's word, that is not the ministry of true faith. It is a sensual counterfeit. Contemporary music will always transform a fundamentalist type of church to a different type of church, to a different type of church. Always. We've been witnessing this transformation process for 20 more and more years. The music issue is one of the most serious issues facing Christians today. Pastors must be educated on the music issue. Pastors! Everything rises and falls on leadership. Pastors must make the effort to educate themselves on this issue. Our new series, The Satanic Attack on Sacred Music, is an entire course on this subject. And we also in there give many suggestions for other resources, for further education. There is no excuse. Pastors must be educated on the music issue. The whole church must be educated thoroughly and continually. It's not enough to have a little class on this one time and then, you know, forget it for years. There must be some kind of continual education. As the people are growing up, children are growing up, new people are coming in. The whole church must be educated thoroughly and continually on this issue of music. The leaders must draw clear lines and have wise standards to keep the contemporary, the worldly, the ecumenical out. Clear lines. We've provided a lot of training material for free viewing and download at www.wayoflife.org. And this whole series, A Satanic Attack on Sacred Music. 20 hours now of video teaching, packed with photos, graphics, audio, and video clips, plus a book with the full text and extra things in the book. All for free. We cover emotions and the music issue. The spiritual environment of the music issue, which is the right kind of home and the right kind of church. Biblical principles of music. Music's role in the great changes among fundamental Baptists. Contemporary music, a bridge to dangerous waters. What is out there if we build bridges out to the contemporary music world? What's out there? Bob Jones University, Majesty Music, New Reformed Calvinism in the Gettys is another section of that course. The language of music styles. Lancaster's role in the downgrade of fundamental Baptist churches. A plea to Southern gospel music fans, this segment. Congregational singing and song leading. That's a new segment which we recorded in October 2020 and are adding to the series. Standards for music personnel. These are the standards that we use in our own church. Extensive list of standards, solidly based on the Bible. And that is found in the book, The Satanic Attack on Sacred Music, the book, which is available as a free PDF from Way of Life. Standards for music personnel. Standards for church music. This is also intended for church covenants, for churches to take their music stand to a higher level. Standards for church music, and then suggested resources. And so it's a very comprehensive course. We've provided a lot of other training material on the issue of music for free viewing or download. We give away all of this. We really want to help churches and families and individuals if we can possibly do so, so we don't charge a penny for any of this. The Baptist Music Wars, the Directory of Contemporary Worship Musicians, what every Christian should know about rock music, rock and roll's war against God. No, Southern Gospel today is a bridge to the world and to the one world church. Nothing could be more dangerous. Nothing could be more urgent to wake up. And our churches will wake up. Nothing could be more dangerous. Nothing could be more urgent to wake up, and our churches will wake up.